This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking to one of Australia's wealthiest and most successful property investors, Mr. Kevin Young, the founder of Property Club. For over 20 years, he has used his knowledge to help people create wealth from property investing. You certainly got to love the sounds of that. And Mr. Young, we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure, Eric. And let's hope we can educate a lot of people to avoid retirement on the pension.
And that certainly sounds like a plan. So for starters, how did you get started in property investing?
I was eight, and I was in a country town, and the local real estate agent took a liking to me and spent a lot of time telling me about property, and I fell in love with the fact that it doubled quite regularly and predictably. And at eight, I formed the idea that I was going to become a property millionaire. So it all started when I was eight. And of course, mum and dad were poor, so I had to work three jobs to fill that dream. And I finally started when I was 21 and 22 and managed to buy my first two properties and sold them for a very good sum. And I thought, how long has this been going on? So I enjoyed property from the start.
And I was going to ask you, when did this become your business and why? Started at 8 years old with the desire. And obviously, you gained a lot of experience at a young age. But when did this actually become your business?
Well, as I said, I bought my first two properties when I was 22. And I gave up my job and applied for a position with the state's biggest property developer. And got the job at 22 and set about learning the trade of property. So my nickname became then the Fax Man, because I just had to learn everything about property from the ground up, because I knew nothing. And within about 9 months, I became their sales manager, their youngest sales manager ever. So it was a very steep learning curve from broke at 20 to I managed to retire at 27.
Impressive, without a question. How hard is it for someone to do what you've done? What would they need to do now? And what do they need to know, actually? What do they need to know?
Good question, Eric. I think, first of all, you've got to have a positive attitude, because during the time that I was learning, I made only one sale, and I was broke, as I said. I'd borrowed money. And I think you've got to have a positive attitude that you're always going to win. And along with that, of course, has to be a thirst for education and knowledge. And surviving in business isn't easy. You're going to get a lot of negatives thrown at you and a lot of put downs. So that positive attitude is probably the most essential armament you're going to need in your education journey. So it'd be the two of them. I think positive attitude, convince yourself that you're going to win. Convince yourself every time you get knocked down that you'll get up and you'll win. And then have that thirst for knowledge. No matter what business you're in, nothing beats knowledge.
Today we are joined by Mr. Kevin Young, the founder of Property Club. For over 20 years, he has used his knowledge to help people create wealth from property investing here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. DesignCrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond within hours. You'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you want, no worries. DesignCrowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on DesignCrowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on DesignCrowd. Now, Mr. Young, what are three things people need to know before starting an investment portfolio?
Well, it's not the standard location, 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 because you could have a well-located property, but it could be infestated with white ants, for instance. It's a pretty obvious one. It could be an area where people want one or two bedrooms and you bought a four bedroom. So it's not location, location. I think it's education, education, education. And I think that's the most important thing. A fool and his money are soon parted. So definitely education. Just soak as much information as you can. With properties, there's just so many traps. And unfortunately, the industry is controlled by real estate agents who look after the seller. And there's no one out there looking after the poor consumer. So there's nowhere you can go to get educated. And we have a large number of guest speakers at our national conferences. And they all say the same, that when they're writing the articles for the air or TV or radio, they've just got entertained. So they've got to think of titles that are catchy, and usually it's a negative story. And so no one's out there to educate you. So you've got to really stay up to learn from those that have gone before you, learn from their mistakes, or you're destined to repeat their mistakes. And again, it's hard to find people who have gone before you that are successful investors, or if you're in any business, those that have gone before you that are successful. What we find in the property club is that people are more than happy to tell their experiences, good and bad, that they've learned along the journey to someone starting out. And I've always been amazed at how open a property investor is when they're talking to someone who's just setting out, and they tell their most personal financial information to that new person. It's quite heartening to see the desire to help other people get up and get on in life and make a wealth early. I retired at 27, and I didn't set out to retire early at 27. I set out to retire by 50, and I was just amazed with the compounding features of property, how quickly you can accumulate properties. But I guess if you don't get educated correctly and you're accumulating the wrong type of properties or the wrong location, then there are many, many people who have gone bankrupt, including here in Australia. We had the Investor of the Year in 2012. She was commended for buying a number of properties in this particular town. And now I think she'll be bankrupt because the mine in that town closed down. The tenants deserted the area, and she had large mortgages and falling values and no tenant. So education, I think, would be the three things that I think are paramount. And as I said, not only with property, but with any business. Where we get our education in the club is it's a law of supply and demand. So it's just like the banana store, I call it. When there's a lot of bananas in the store, then the price is going to go down. When there's a shortage of bananas, the price goes up. So I try to find areas which are in short supply of the right sort of property. So where do you get that education? The local councils have to do projections. They're good. State governments have to do projections. They're good as well for population movements. And then what's being approved in the construction of the councils, and the state governments usually have a handle in this as well. So you get an idea of the flow of the supply and demand. And then states, you know, different to Australia, that dynamic is different in every different location. So the big challenge then becomes not just investing in your own area, because that's putting all your eggs in one basket, but trying to find, looking at all the various areas, which one is going to be the one that's next due for a rise in value. And then you become a reverse investor because you're not trying to chase rising markets. You're trying to get in before they rise. And so you have to have that positive attitude, again, that I mentioned before, where you say, well, probably prices have been flat for 4 or 5 years. Now's the time to get in and buy the right sort of property in the right location, with the right sort of funding, with the right sort of rental market, and I'll get the surge in prices. So that's a bit of the tip there, but then that takes a bit of researching to be able to pull that together, Eric.
Certainly interesting and helpful information, and thanks for sharing that. Looking at the goals for Property Club, what's in the works there? What is your goals for the Property Club?
Well, I think, Eric, for every business to be successful, you have to have goals. And as I said, I set out to retire early. That was my first goal. I stayed retired for 20 years before I started the Property Club. And then my goal for the Property Club was to create 5,000 millionaires, which we've done. And now my goal is to create 90,000 millionaires. So we've created in the 22 years more millionaires than Oz Lotto, which is a nice little pat on the back for everyone that's working with me. But it'd be nice to say we've created 90,000 millionaires. So, Eric, that's my new goal. So I look forward to having a chat with you when we've created 90,000 millionaires.
Most certainly. And I think that's a great idea. So let's plan on that. Now, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Well, I made my mind up that we're going to teach people for free. So if they're keen, no matter which country in the world they're in, to learn the tips and traps in property, it's on our website, propertyclubonword.com.au. And we've got a book that we give out free of charge with the 100 tips and traps. I think if you want to be successful, then you have to be open with who you want to help and how you want to help people. And if you give first, then it'll come back to you.
Most certainly, and that is so true. Well, Mr. Young, we certainly have appreciated your time. It's awfully impressive what you've been able to accomplish in really a short time. And let's do this again, and look forward to having you back with us once again here on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
Thanks, Eric. Enjoyed it. Look forward to more of your podcasts. I'll join in. Thanks, mate.
And we certainly appreciate those kind words. We have been speaking with Australia's wealthiest and most successful property investor, Kevin Young, the founder of Property Club. For over 20 years, he has used his knowledge to help people create wealth from property investing. And for more information and to take advantage of these valuable tools, visit propertyclub.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.